get. I'm not sure it could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
And this is Bob Bishop from Scranton, Pennsylvania, filling in for Michael Herzog, who's on his way back from a mountaintop in Mexico. Today is Tuesday, the 20th of November. I've got Josh Reeves with me, a filmmaker out of Dallas, Texas, and a talk show host in his own right. So we're going to cover a variety of topics. ABC News about 10 minutes ago announced that they're going to have an interview. Actually, they recorded it already. They're going to air the interview with Presidente Bush. Where he basically gets behind Hillary Clinton publicly for the presidency, saying she's the most prepared, she's the most ready. We're going to get into that as well today. I'm going to touch on expatriation. I know that was a hot topic, and pretty much every time it's mentioned on this program is a hot topic. So I will have the lines open all day today, as I usually do, at 1-800-313-9443. Any topic is on the table, as always, and I do that for a reason. I don't try to constrain what you can talk about, because you're taking the time out of your day to tune in and listen to me shoot my mouth off, my guest shoot his mouth off, and when Michael's in, let him shoot his mouth off. Without you, the listener, you, the patriot, you, the activist, there is no Rob Bishop, there is no Michael Herzog, there is no RBN. So I try when I fill in for Michael, and I believe this is only my second time in the captain's seat. I try, hopefully this will go a little better than the first time with Eric Schein. I try to leave that opportunity open for you to bring whatever topic you want to bring to the table. Doesn't mean I'm not going to debate you on it if I don't agree, but I definitely want to get into expatriation a little bit today, give my feelings on it. I know that a lot of people are raising eyebrows over some comments that were made by John Stadtmiller on his show yesterday. And since I really don't have a standing one way or the other on the network, I'm going to try to be as tough and honest as I can be. And if you've heard me on other radio programs, on my program, and read some of my articles, you know I can be brutally honest. So it's going to be an interesting program. I'm very excited to have Josh on. He's a good personal friend of mine. Someone that I really respect. His film, 9/11, New World Rising, is one of, in my opinion, the best, I'd have to call it amateur documentary, because he doesn't have the money behind him, even in the case of A Loose Change. We're going to actually touch on that a little bit as well today, so I am going to do something that I don't normally do and get into 9/11 and talk about Loose Change, the final cut, a little bit. So that topic, as always, is on the table. But I saw his film when it first came out, and I watched it again last night. It really doesn't go into the hows of 9/11 as much as the whys. And I think that's more important than, did Thermite take down the buildings? Was it space beams? Or was there no planes? All that crap that's there to misdirect you and get you into a false debate doesn't matter. In the end result, why did 9/11 happen? Why was it, at the very least, allowed to happen? And furthered, it's been proven without a doubt by our government and certain agents and other governments that pushed these hijackers along, that trained them, that looked the other way when they had forewarning from the intelligence community. I'm more interested in the how, or in the why, than the how. More interested in the results than the names. So we're going to get into that with Josh Reeves. As I said, lines are open. Any topics on the table, 800-313-9443. My name is Rob Bishop, broadcasting live from Scranton. This is the American Awakening on RBN.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Back again. This is Rob Bishop in for Michael Herzog, broadcasting live from Scranton, Pennsylvania. This is The American Awakening, and my guest is a filmmaker, a researcher, and a radio host of his own right, Mr. Josh Reeves. He hosts a radio broadcast called the Global Reality Hour on the TruthNet Radio Network every day from, if memory serves, 6 to 7 Central. Josh, thanks again, my friend, for coming on, and it should be a good show today.
Rob, thanks for having me on, and there's definitely no shortage of things to talk about and get into today, that's for sure.
Absolutely, and I don't know if I sent you this link. ABC News exclusive. Bush says Hillary prepared to handle White House pressure. An exclusive interview with Charlie Gibson airing Tuesday, tonight actually, on World News. President Bush and First Lady Laura Bush said that Senator Hillary Clinton's experience as First Lady has prepared her to handle the pressure of a presidential race and the White House. Quote, "No question, there is no question that Senator Clinton understands pressure better than any of the candidates, you know, in the race," the president told ABC News' Charles Gibson Tuesday afternoon at the presidential retreat at Camp David. This goes on and on from there. Probably have to send this over to the RBN webmaster. Have them put it up at the site. I'm sure it'll be at the blacklistednews.com as well. That airs tonight at 6:30 p.m. and 11:35 p.m. Eastern. If you want to hear El Presidente Jorge Arbusto shill for Hillary Clinton. And again, this is just so obvious right in our faces, Josh, that this globalist syndicate scratches each other's backs. There is no liberal versus conservative, no Democrat versus Republican when it comes to global socialism. These people just want the next person in line, then the next person in line. In 2012 or 2016, it'll probably be the governor from Texas, Rick Perry.
Well, I would definitely have to concur with that, Rob. Anytime you look at who attends the Bilderberg meetings, if you look at President Senior Bush attending there in the 90s, late 80s, actually, before he was elected president, then you had Bill Clinton going to the Bilderberg group meeting. You had Hillary Clinton, who was reportedly attended last year, and our wonderful governor down here in Texas, where I am, Rick Perry, in violation of the Logan Act, attending this year. And this is a continuation, Robin. You're definitely right, because what you always have is this, you know, just furthering of the people that are in the clique. And, you know, a few months ago, Rob, when people like us were telling people that, you know, it was no doubt about it that Bush was going to be behind Clinton, people would call you crazy. And now you have a sheer admission of this. And, you know, it just further continues the fact. I mean, we know that the Clintons and the Bushes have been long family friends forever. And, you know, seeing this, I think, is not a big shocker for people like you and I.
Absolutely. And it's a slap in the face to people that go out there and really believe in these issues, really believe in the left-right paradigm. And then when you see a president who's supposed to be conservative, actually supposed to be an arch-conservative, supporting this far-left socialist and Hillary Clinton, you start to realize, hey, this game is totally rigged. It's bad enough we have a field of total jabronis, as it were, in the Republican field, except for Ron Paul. You could tell these guys are being set up to fail. I mean, let's say that they go with the favorite and nominate Rudy Giuliani. All right, are you going to vote for the openly pro-war liberal, or are you going to vote for the liberal that says she's not pro-war? Well, with the current temperature in America, you're going to vote for the liberal that says that she's not pro-war, even though her voting record says otherwise. They're setting up the Republicans to fail because they want Hillary Clinton in there. To me, Josh, I think that's a very dangerous combustible element for the NWO, and I don't even like to really refer to it as a New World Order, because that is more so their plan, their end result, than the group itself. Right. But for lack of a better term, let's call it the New World Order. That is a very combustible element for them, because you're going to have the right wing now, who have been defending all these government programs, defending all of these executive orders, defending all of these Orwellian bills for the last 7 years, and all of these wars. Suddenly, they're going to go back on offense. And yes, that's kind of the paradigm shift that we all hate, but I'll tell you what, I would rather have a bunch of pissed off redneck conservatives branding their shotguns than a bunch of pissed off liberals with DVDs and painted signs in their hands. I think it would be more of a threat to have Hillary in there repeating what her husband did in the early and mid 90s, that had literally had an underground mass of people in this country ready to overthrow the government. Giuliani, on the other hand, while many actual conservatives hate his guts, I think that he would keep the left protesting and the right quelled to the point where it would give them enough time. I don't know about you, Josh, but my gut feeling says that win, lose, or draw, this is all going to be coming to an end around 2010, 2011, maybe 2012.
Well, the thing about it is, Rob, is the fact that, you know, no matter how bad you think things are under Bush, and no matter how bad you think things could be under Giuliani, nothing will ever be as bad as the nightmare that Hillary Clinton has planned to install. Her socialized medicine campaign, completely, you know, hiding the fact that she is bought and paid for by all these lobbyists. She is a war hawk. She is pro-war, even though she, as you said, she campaigns on the fact that she does. And what that does is that essentially disarms liberals, and just gets them further buying, like you said, the false left-right paradigm, and gets them parroting her issues that really, for the most part, probably aren't her own ideas. And that's the thing, Rob, that's the scary thing that we talk about a lot as well, is the fact that you are going to see a significant amount of people who have been, you know, in opposition of the war, have been in opposition of this administration's policies, that are indeed going to go back to sleep and, you know, not want to participate in trying to fight tyranny once this, you know, absolute demon Hillary gets in and, you know, starts reigning over us for probably the next 8 years. I mean, that's why they're scared of such a dark horse like Ron Paul. I mean, look, the GOP has all these dead horses in there that they put in that are, as you said, are intentionally put in to fall because they know not one of them has a chance to beat Hillary. So they're put in there basically as fall men. And, you know, that's why they consider Ron Paul such a threat, because he is somebody who isn't a dead horse, who isn't somebody who's going to lay down, who actually is fighting for something. And that's not something they planned on. And as you said, you know, it's what's going to happen after that, Rob, who knows? But they are definitely getting ready to slit this country's throat.
Absolutely. And again, I would kill Josh, quite literally, to see Ron Paul in a debate with Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama, because Ron Paul has the ideas. Yeah, he's not the best looking guy. He's not the youngest guy. He's a small, diminutive congressman from Texas that just speaks softly and carries a big stick. And his ideas would just thrash Hillary's witch attitude. And Obama, who's charismatic as hell, but he doesn't say anything. That's why he always stumbles over his own feet, like I am right now, in the debates. Hillary basically leaves the door wide open for an attack, and they've only got her one time in the I don't think it was the last debate, the one right before it on CNN. Was it CNN or ABC, whichever, or NBC it was. You put Ron Paul in there, and again, the only reason Hillary won her Senate seat is because in a debate, I forget what the guy's name was, that she was running against in New York, he went over and handed her a paper, and because he was a bigger guy, it looked like, oh, he's towering over the woman. You have Ron Paul, again, this smaller guy, this older gentleman, this grandfatherly figure, that doesn't come into play. If anything, Hillary's going to come looking as the aggressor to him. I'll tell you what, Josh, if Ron Paul were to be in a national debate with any Democratic candidate, he would absolutely school them, because the ideas are so easy to understand. It's, you know, James Carville in 1992 said, we ran our campaign as the it was the economy stupid. Well, now it's the Constitution stupid. That's what it comes down to. Hey, torture is not American. Hey, wiretapping phones, not American. Illegal wars, and sadly it's becoming American, but it's not an American ideal. All of these things, gun confiscations like they're doing up in Boston now, searching home to home warrantlessly, that is not American. Ron Paul takes that down. And I could just imagine Hillary with her pseudo-socialist ideas up against Ron Paul in front of a national audience. My God, even if Ron Paul didn't win, we would build such a base for our ideas. The quote-unquote patriot movement would explode exponentially, Josh.
Well, again, Rob, I think that's exactly what they're afraid of. I mean, look, you know, everybody wants to try to figure out how we're going to win the war, Rob, without fighting the battle first. And that's what we're essentially trying to do right now with Ron Paul, is we got to fight the battle before we can worry about winning the war. And the thing is, if we can get Ron Paul in that situation where he is debating Hillary Clinton, it's over. I mean, it's essentially over. He appeals to people on such a mass scale that, you know, he is the, you know, for lack of a better term, the magic bullet that kills the false left-right paradigm. I mean, he appeals to people on both sides, and putting him in front of a liberal audience like Hillary would bring, would totally and completely disarm her to the point to where, you know, she wouldn't have any ability to be able to bring her issues to the forefront, because they would all automatically get null and voided by, Ron Paul's Constitution standpoint. I mean, anybody could say, well, what about this? That doesn't stand with the Constitution. And she would just have to stand there and go, because she wouldn't have anything to say. And I think that's why it's important, Rob, that no way, we don't need to be focusing on whether or not we can get Ron Paul to win. We've got to be fighting the battle and not worry about winning the war. And the battle is getting him in the primaries and getting him up there to be in a situation to go up against her.
Absolutely. In fact, we've gone from this ragtag army, as it were, in a Washington looking over his first group of troops that were unarmed, untrained, uncivilized to an extent. And just not even a year, Josh, 8-9 months, this campaign has raised more money. They have more money on hand than just about anybody outside of the, again, controlled mainstream candidates like Giuliani, Hillary, and Obama. I mean, you look at Romney, he just keeps writing checks to himself. He has $9 million on hand. And he's $14 million in debt, right? But the real war, we might be arming ourselves now, and we might be growing the army, but the real battle, in my view, at least the first battle, takes place in these early primaries. And if your state is a closed primary state, you've got to get out there. I don't care if you're a lifelong liberal Democrat. You got to get out there and register Republican. If you're an independent, register Republican and vote for Ron Paul. Go out there, because we have to break down the stigma that Ron Paul can't win. We're going to do that in the early in the early primaries. This is Rob Bishop. Give us a call, 1-800-313-9443. Be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Welcome back. My name is Rob Bishop. I'm in for Michael Herzog, who's on his way back from Mexico, and he will be with you tomorrow with another interesting program. But today I've got Josh Reeves with me, a filmmaker and radio host from Dallas, Texas. And Josh, I don't know if you've been following what Michael's been doing as far as the expatriation goes, but it's been a hot topic, certainly on this network as well as on others. And I'll tell you what, Michael's a good friend of mine, guy I talk to quite a bit. Obviously he gives me a lot of opportunities like this one right here to sit in the captain seat for him and to get out to the RBN audience. But I don't like the idea of just basically getting the hell out of the country when things get tough. Certainly it's his right, and I wish him well if he does decide to go south of the border, whether it be Mexico or another Latin American country, or even in Europe as other quote-unquote patriots have done in the past. Josh, again, you know, I consider myself a citizen of the state of Pennsylvania first and American second. And in both cases, I will fight, and I am not afraid to die. And I know you're the same way. I am not afraid to take a bullet for my country, all right? I don't have to go overseas and fight for a bunch of oil men in the military-industrial complex to take a bullet for my country. I could do it right here if I have to. I am not afraid of that. Now, Michael's a couple years short of his 60th birthday, If that's his decision, as a friend, I totally respect that. But at the same time, as I believe John Stadtmiller said, when we take this country back, which we will, and restore a constitutional republic, that door doesn't swing both ways. They don't call them expatriates for nothing. And again, I mean that with total respect to Michael. But I want to get your feelings on expatriation. Again, it's a hot topic, and I hope we get some calls in on it, because I'm going to let you lay it on the table today, your feelings on it as the audience. And Josh, I mean, would you ever leave the country if given the opportunity?
Well, first off, let me say wholeheartedly no. And Rob, I have a friend here in Dallas who is an activist and involved in the Patriot community, and he actually has a place in Argentina already set up. He says the exchange rate there, the dollar still holds up well there as far as what he can get with his money. And he has a place already set up there for when they finally, pull the plug on this thing. He has a place to run to. And we have often had conversations about that. And he's asked me my opinion on it. And Rob, you know, my forefathers, I had people that in my family, you know, back that fought in the Civil War in this country. You know, all through the ages, people that fought and died for this country. And it is my duty and my responsibility as an American citizen born under the Constitution in the United States and as a citizen of the state and Republic of Texas here to fight, defend all this country against enemies, foreign and domestic. And, you know, in no way, shape or form, Rob, have I ever and will ever consider expatriating or leaving this country. I'm here to fight. I'm here to fight this. I don't care if the enemy is a criminal government. I don't care if it's a foreign country coming in to invade us and try to take us over. My responsibility and my duty is to stand up for this Constitution and defend it at all costs. And I am willing to spill my blood and die for it, Rob. And that's a decision I made long ago. And, you know, as you said, I do respect people. And I think it really, Rob, has a lot to do with each individual person's own perspective in life, where they're at in their life. As you said, Michael Herzog is somebody that is about to be 60 years old. He may be at a point in his life where, he may have counted the cost and decided that's not something he wants to do. I respect anyone's decision, but, my personal opinion on it is that, this is your country. This is where you were born. You have the responsibility to defend this country, Rob. And as you said, as you were quoting Stadtmiller, the door does not swing both ways. And, I do believe we are going to take this country back, but it's going to take each and every one of us here not backing down and standing our ground and defending this country.
Absolutely. And if you look at the example set by the parents of these kids protesting these vaccinations in Prince George's County up in Virginia. In fact, I have another story that's going to break your heart, folks, if you're an animal lover like I am, and if you're a dog owner like I am. It's going to break your heart. Probably going to hit that at the top of the hour after the economic news. But they backed down on Saturday. And you have to understand that these elites and their minions, again, this is a pyramid structure. Okay, this isn't some crazy you had David Icke on. It's not a David Icke thing where they're all lizards, but it is a pyramid structure. It's how they do things. The way these people work is the same way a schoolyard bully works, where they're going to push you and take your lunch money day after day after day. And until you stand up and punch them in the face or throw a rock, okay, and say, you ain't going to take my lunch money anymore, they're just going to keep on doing it. And yeah, hell, you might get, get beat up or whatever. You might get your lunch money taken anyway. But at least you stood up for yourself. You didn't just take it laying down. And I don't want to say that Michael Herzog is running or cutting and running, as the guest on Stadtmiller's show said yesterday. But I can never do that. I can never. I mean, I'm sometimes being patriotic. Loving country and its roots and its heritage and its culture, all right? This is our country, and it's not just some corny song that somebody plays as bumper music, all right? This is something that our forefathers died for, that they bled for, that they took the chance of rebelling against the largest army, the most powerful army in the world at that time, and they won. not because they won battles, but because they stuck it out. I would never leave. I would rather die in the streets in this country than lay on a beach in another country. We're going to get this conversation after this is Rob Bishop on RPN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
I'm back on RBN with you today, Mike Herzog, and we're talking with Josh Reese, filmmaker and radio host out of Dallas, Texas. Talking about expatriation right now, and I got the callers fired up. Mike in New York, what's on your mind?
Hey, Rob, thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely, my friend. What's up?
Yes, sir. Well, I want to concur with John Stadtmiller's statements the other day and previous callers, which I find very encouraging, by the way, because when I've heard of people leaving the country anticipating what's coming, and I would always say, how can you run? First of all, this is still the best country in the world. There won't be any safe place if this country goes down. And actually, really, before that, number one would be you're an American. And what about all your relatives, all the previous Americans that fought for everything just so we had whatever we did have in our time frame, and we're just going to walk away from it, drop the ball, let it go, and then when I kick the bucket, I'll have to see all those previous Americans and explain to them why I wasn't willing to fight for anything and let it all go. And no way, guys, no way. That's unthinkable to me. And people that are trying to escape, you know, I don't think we should allow back into the country as well once we wipe out this nest of commies and Nazis occupying our government. Because just like the founding fathers, when they kicked the British out, then they rounded up all the Americans that were not just pro-British, the Tories, but also the neutral ones. Because they said, hey, everything we have now, all the freedoms we're going to enjoy, you did not contribute to at all. And so no way should we ever open up the gates again once we regain control of our country. We shut these borders down, and they stay shut for a very long time. And only those that remained and fought for everything will deserve to dwell in that land from that point on.
Absolutely. And again, and thanks for the call, Mike, in New York, one of my favorite callers on our again. John from Texas was on the line as well, but apparently he dropped. John, if you want to give us a call back, we'll put you right on the air and whatever conversation. But I'll tell you what, again, Michael Herzog is a friend of mine, somebody that I do respect quite a bit professionally and personally. And this is his decision. If he does go down there, I don't know. I talked to him last night because I didn't even know he was going to be doing the show today until I listened to his program. Matt tail end, he goes, Rob Bishop's going to be doing the program tomorrow. That was news to me. I plan on taking the day off, but that's fine. I love to be on RBN. As all, any network is great to be on when you're talking to a patriot audience that actually knows what's going on in this world. Anyway, because I take this stand doesn't mean I disrespect Michael Herzog. If that's his decision, fine, and Mike in New York touched on this. The door does not swing both ways. You can't get out of the battle, take a deferral, as it were, and then come back after battle and say, hey, guys, let's raise a beer to the victory. Absolutely not. I mean, they don't call it a New World Order for nothing. It's not a new American order. It's not a new Canadian order or a new British order or a new Middle Eastern order. It's a New World Order. They are going to find you eventually. Hell, Mexico, the Green Revolution in the 40s, the Rockefellers, the Warburgs, all of these oil cartels took over Mexico because they couldn't just buy the country outright and get them in war debts like they did this country, like they did in Britain, like they did in France and in Germany. They just funded the presidential candidate that would give them the rub, as it were. Okay, then they sent on the scientists who would later create, or at least lay the seeds for these genetically modified foods, which are giving people cancer, which are changing your genetic structure. They are the ones, these oil cartels that had a hand in destroying this country, are the same ones that corrupted Mexico. Hell, Mexico has more billionaires per capita than the United States. They have more natural resources. And yet, it's a third world country. Think about it. You have people running across the border, many times dying in the desert to get to this country, basically to make $4 an hour washing dishes or cutting grass or cleaning hotel rooms. What does that say about your country? Because we sure as hell ain't what we used to be in this country, all right? Because it ain't a republic anymore. That's the problem, Josh. We've lost the idea of what our government should be. And that's made people like Michael Herzog, like Daryl Bradford Smith, like many others. There's no other way to say it, to make them run away from this country. And if you want to enjoy a couple of years, maybe not even, maybe a couple of months sipping margaritas at the top of a hill somewhere in Mexico, that's great, Mike. And I really hope to God that you have a great life. Again, he is an older guy. We're both young guys ready to fight this. We have that warrior mindset. But don't think that you're running from the New World Order. You're only buying yourself a little bit of time because they are going to get you just like they got this country, just like they got Canada. It's a virus that spreads very quickly, Josh.
Well, it is, and that's the key thing, is it is a unification. It is a complete tearing down of all sovereign nations worldwide and forming it into a worldwide superstate. That is the plan. And that's the thing, is one of the things that makes me mad the most, Rob, is to hear people say, well, this is a democracy. We've got to get back democracy in this country. No, democracy is mob rule. This is not mob rule. This is a republic. This is a constitutional republic. We are fighting to keep our country a sovereign nation, to where we have the ability to choose our own destinies in this country. And what the New World Order and that plan of what they intend to do is to do away with all sovereignty. One of the things I talk about and try to tell people all the time on my show, Rob, is that people have to understand that the last thing standing in the way of the New World Order is each and every American citizen born under the Constitution in the United States. We are the last vestige of sovereignty left in this world, and we are the only thing standing in their way. And that's a huge responsibility. Being the last thing standing in the way of the New World Order is a huge responsibility. And, you know, running from that is as bad as running from any responsibility, Rob, you could have in life. Your responsibility is to defend this country, because we are the last thing standing in their way. Once they get past us, it's over. So we have got to stand up and make sure they don't bulldoze us over and get this North American Union in. I mean, you had Vicente Fox, Rob, right in your backyard a couple of weeks ago, you know, admitting the North American Union and talking about how great it is. I mean, what does that say when you have, you know, leaders from other countries, like you were talking about Mexico and the amount of billionaires they have, coming to this country and talking about how great it is that they're basically going to do away with the sovereignty of Canada, Mexico, and the United States?
Well, it's disgusting, Josh. I'm not that far out of Hazleton, Pennsylvania. As you know, Mayor Lou Barletta was one of the first to actually stand up and take the brave stance of fighting illegal immigration, of saying, no, this isn't your country, bro. This is gringo land. All right, you people hate us. You hate our way of life. You're getting the hell out of here. We're going to investigate you. We're going to make sure we don't have illegals running rampant in this country, or at least in a city. And I'll tell you what, Josh, the entire region supported them. Again, this is an old school coal mining paleo-conservative region, very blue-collar. We love our families. We love our culture. All right, I would go out to these rallies where there'd be thousands of people there, and if it was anything under 85% support for Lou Barletta and his policies on illegal immigration, I'd be shocked. But then you look into the news, whether it be even the local subsidiaries of ABC and CBS and so on. Oh, you know, they were all booing Lou Barletta and throwing eggs, and people were calling him a racist, and none of that was the case. None of that was the case, Josh. And it's disgusting to see our own people basically selling out our country. Listen, Pedro, this ain't your country, all right? You lost the war. Remember the Alamo? Even though it really doesn't fit what we're talking about, but we won the war. Michael in California, you're on the air. What's up?
Hello?
Michael, you on the air?
What's up? Yeah. I was thinking about expatriating myself. I've just retired from the military, and I was in Special Forces, and the only thing that worries me about staying here is going to Djibouti, Africa about five times, Iraq about five times, and Afghanistan. I am really concerned that the American people are soft, and they just don't know what's coming. I mean, I've been to those countries, and I think if that hits here, I just think a lot of Americans are saying they're going to stay here and fight for their country and everything. I don't think they actually know what's coming. The heat is coming down probably in under 2 years, maybe a year and a half, I'm thinking, from what I've seen in those other countries. And I want to stay and fight for my country, but I just don't think I'm going to have backing, and a lot of the Americans don't know what's really out there.
Well, that's an interesting point, and again, it kind of harkens back to what we were talking about with Ron Paul, where there's a stigma that, oh, he can't win. The support, yeah, it's dedicated, but it's so small. I think they're lying to us, Michael. I think that the Patriot movement, even if you don't realize you're part of the Patriot movement, is much, much larger. The Ron Paul support is much, much larger and growing exponential to the nth degree every single day. And the way I look at it is we don't need 80 or 90% of the American people. We don't need hundreds of millions of people in the streets fighting back. Because what's probably going to happen, Michael, is they're going to crash the economy. The dollar itself is already dust. They're going to crash the economy. There's going to be riots in the streets, especially in your neck of the woods. A lot of these Latinos and these Hispanics and all that, they're going to be rioting in the streets. It's going to make 1992 look like a cakewalk. It's going to make Detroit back in the 60s look like a cakewalk.
Right.
And that's when they're going to declare martial law, little by little by little. It'll be, quote, emergency rule like in Pakistan. But
right,
at the same
exactly.
time, Michael, let me ask you this question. You seem like a knowledgeable guy, so my guess is you'll probably know. What percentage of the colonists fought in the Revolutionary War?
I would say maybe only 10%.
between 3 and 5%, depending on the source.
Okay, 3 and 5. Okay.
And I believe that we could take this. Think about it. If we only had 300,000 people, what's that? Like 10%? Not even 10%. I don't.
Not even 10. That's not even 10.
Yeah, I mean, we could just overrun their guards. The key, Michael, and I believe you said you were a former military man yourself, the key is getting the military on our side. My belief is the cops, for the most part, these federalized, militarized cops are already gone. They are a lost cause. But the military, boots on the ground, grunts. Something that I actually wanted to be. I wanted to be a Marine and qualify, but my knee wouldn't make it through physicals at MEPS. All right? You probably know what MEPS is. I've always admired the dedication, if nothing else, of our troops. You might disagree with the war. You got to support the troops because they're out there. Yeah, they might not be defending our freedoms per se because of this PNAC war, but they are out there doing what we probably don't have the guts to do, or at least maybe I didn't. You certainly did. We get a decent amount of them on our side, Michael. The sky is the limit. We can take down this socialist structure that they've put in place in America. We can fight the blue helmet troops from the NATO forces in Europe, which, again, mostly it's a European central banking cartels that are pulling the strings. We can fight off the green helmets that they're going to send from Africa, even though that they've totally destroyed Africa with their man-made viruses. We can fight them back and reclaim this republic. It's that simple. But you have to be brave, Michael. You have to lose the fear. Yeah, maybe it's only going to be 3% of us. So what? Wouldn't you rather – I mean, I don't know if you have kids or not, but would you rather in 10 years look down at your kid and look into her eyes and say, I could have fought and freed you? You don't have to have these forced abortions because your sector has too many female babies or females under the age of 7. So we're going to have the government forcibly abort your child, your grandchild. And that's in the plans, Michael. That's on the CFR's official website saying that we need population reduction like they do in China. They're out there applauding what the Chinese are doing. The Chinese were the Frankenstein's monster that these cartels created, and then it just grew and grew and grew, and now they're butting heads with the old European New World Order. All right, that's a whole other subject, and we might have to get into as well. But do you want to look down at your child's eyes and say that? And say, no, you know what? Maybe I would have died in this, but so what? Maybe I'm going to get shot down the streets just for protesting before the street war even breaks out. But so what, Michael? We got to stand up to these people. No fear, no relent.
I understand all that. I'm still torn between the two things, but I just have to say I have a lot of Special Forces friends that are really aware of also the MI6 gang that's pushing about 300,000 people that I'm sure is going to run amok when they go to martial law and they let the gangs run free within the states. That's what's crushing Africa. That's what's crushing other countries in which the New World Order, they let the gangs just run free. And they persecute us. With the people with guns are trying to fight everybody. So I just want to make that aware to people out there, just to have that in their head, and just know of all the whole situation. That's all I want to make aware.
Absolutely. And the sad thing is, Michael, at Fort Benning in Georgia, you ever heard of the School of Americas?
Oh, definitely.
Well, Congress shut that down in 2001 because they realized that all we were doing is using these special forces to train all these militia group, not even militia, and militia is a constitutional a group of citizen soldiers, training these death squads in South America, these Praetorian guards for these dictators. They moved that, Michael, to Fort Benning in Georgia. That's I have to pull up
that's
the name
crazy.
For you offhand. And it's psychotic, but that's what we face right now. It's the Western Hemisphere Institute for Security Cooperation. We talked about a little bit on Thursday. And this is our government training these death squads. I mean, if you didn't think that we are the target before, you have to think that now.
Right.
That they just lack budget with this stuff.
Right. I'll let somebody else talk. I really like the show, and thank you for all your information. Appreciate it.
Hey, appreciate it, Michael. Thanks for taking the time to call in again. And Josh, I know you feel the same way about your program. We do this for the listener, because of the listener. I mean, I got up today feeling like crap. I really want to know part of it. Actually, like I said, I didn't know I was even doing the show today until about 8 o'clock last night. I'm in the middle of moving as it is right now, and I had to actually drive across town to my new apartment, take all of my stuff back, all my mixers and compressors and so on, set it back up and hope that it sounded okay. But we do that because of the listener, because people are, instead of tuning out completely or tuning into Sean Hannity, are listening to me ramble on about freedom. about real patriotism, not, oh, we got to kill the brown people. That's what makes it patriotic. Bull. Patriotism is loving your country for what it is. Our country is a constitutional republic. May not look like it right now, but we are going to fight. And you could take that by whatever means you want to, Josh, but I am going to fight. And I think we are right now. Thankfully, it's still peaceful.
Well, that's absolutely right. And, you know, we talk about this many times. This is something that I don't have to, you know, beat over anybody over the head with, Rob. But, you know, the last thing that we want in all of this is a violent, you know, outcome. But that said, if that's what it ends up having to go to, we're ready. We're not willing to back down from it. We're willing to stand up and fight. Now, does that mean that we don't – I mean, see, this is the thing, is that all battles, Robin, you know this, all battles have multiple fronts. And the front that we're on right now with Patriot Radio, with the information war, is – just, you know, a different front. We're on this front now where the suppression of information is used as a control method to keep people locked in a box. And what we're essentially trying to do with these different shows and these different programs is to give these people that are listening the ability to be able to unlock themselves from the control grid.
That's it, Josh. As you can hear, the music's kicking on, and we're going to have to come back after the break for a short segment. At the top of the hour, we're going to get the economic news as well. This is Rob Bishop in for Michael Herzog. Our call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Be back.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
It's RBN. Alan in Tennessee, what's up?
Hey, I'm just sort of a new listener, and you mentioned Sean Hannity. I sort of swap back and forth and listen to Sean Hannity, and then you depend on the commercials. And this sort of enlightened me quite a bit with your show. And I noticed something on television about 3 months ago about the Bilderberger group. And I was wondering if you could comment on that. I just caught the last part of this show, but it sounds like something that y'all had mentioned earlier in the week, and I was interested in that and how they size up and control things and set the world economy and so forth.
Well, you put me in a tough spot with about 3 minutes left, and thanks again for the call. About 3 minutes left to the top of the hour break. But here's how it breaks down. In 1954, at the Hotel de Bilderberg, you basically had all of these different groups and factions of the global elite who had been fractured for the most part, certainly since World War One. And the only thing that tied them together was this lust for power. They met in 1954 because of the baby boom problem. We were mating too much, basically, and they had to devise a way to keep the population in control. That's why in 1955 they met twice within about 4 months. The only time they've ever done that. They met twice in 1 year in like 1976, but for a different reason, something with scheduling, pretty innocuous. But in 55, they were really worried that we were going to rise up and take back control of the world. They had to dumb us down. That's why you saw all of these different bureaucracies established, the Department of Education to dumb Americans down, similar institutions in Canada and in Europe. That's why you've seen these man-made viruses. As astonishing as it might be to a new listener, and it's something that's going to definitely get you down the rabbit hole of information, AIDS was without question a man-made virus. Okay, they envisioned that as the new bubonic plague. Obviously, it fell quite short of that, but it's still a terrible disease. Didn't quite get the effect, at least not yet, that they had hoped. I think bird flu might be their next objective of that. I mean, I still believe that they want a virus to take us out instead of germinal warfare, but that was something else on the table. Basically, what the Bilderberg Group is today, it's sort of the meeting at the round table of all these different elites. See, there is not, that's why I said before, there is not one New World Order as a group. It's a lot of different fractured, powerful people who many times butt heads but have the same end goal, okay? And they meet, at least representatives meet, at the Bilderberg meeting every year. And in fact, I think the next time it's going to be in North America, 2010, and if I'm still here and we're still here, I sure as hell plan to be up there covering it or protesting it. What it breaks down to, like I said, is a meeting of the elites, a set agenda to come up with plans for the next year. Again, this year they shot down the plan to go to war with Iran, even though the neocons came very, very close on September 16th and 17th to going to war with Iran. They had the fighters fueled. They had the bombs on, ready to roll, but Israel backed out at the last second. I can't remember the operation name off the top of my head, but it was admitted to later on, pretty much buried. In fact, the Patriot Radio community didn't really even talk about it. Operation Citadel Shield. You just Google that, and that should take you to the name. They were ready to take out Iran and totally smash not only their quote-unquote nuclear installations, but their entire infrastructure. Alan, I hope that kind of gets you going on the road of information, but I appreciate you tuning in.
I have one other comment, please.
Well, you want to stay on after the break? I need to know you're still on the line.
Okay.
Good. We'll keep you on after the break. Be right back. This is Rob Bishop on RBN. Calling number is 800-313-9443.
Paid up.